Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. As more television channels, interactive services, and other features come your way in the months ahead, what will separate the winners from the losers? Try this. Promote, promote, promote. Something I'd like to see, and the understanding why, next. Also ahead, one more and last round of You, the fall and maybe rise of the L word on Showtime, our classic trivia question, and a ride worth watching this Sunday. That's our show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. Present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you and you and especially you out there for joining us on this Friday afternoon for a half-hour edition of the program all about TV's current and future. 48 degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple. No rain for the rest of today. We are expecting a big deluge tomorrow and then a gorgeous day in the 60s on Sunday. Happy to have you with us. No guests today. It's you and me, but we have a lot to talk about. And we invite you to talk about it with us. Be part of the action. Give us a call. Here's the number you use, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tuner Radio. And if you're shy about the phone, that is no problem with us. Get into our chat room. It's very easy. It's SimonApple04 by name. That's the room. And you'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the promo is on the air, you can get others involved by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen, and other people can be live and interactive with you and us. Before we get into our news notes, and we have some big ones for you this afternoon, a couple of follow-ups from yesterday. First of all, I really want to send deep thanks to Rayo Tucker, the showrunner of the new Prime Video series, The Power, that premieres 1 week from today, for joining us at an earlier than usual hour, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. She was absolutely marvelous, and she did our show before being here in New York and heading for a screening, red carpet and everything else, here in the Big Apple. I believe it was somewhere in mid-Manhattan. So, Riel, thank you very much for joining us, and we were really great to have you. And if you missed that episode from yesterday, make sure you tune it in before now and the end of the weekend, if you can, at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, also at any of our podcast sites, and our website, tomorrowwillbetelevised.com. That's tomorrowwillbetelevised.com. And secondly, happy day after birthday to my mother, who is down in Florida or Floridia or Florida. Take your pick of how you say it. She had a birthday yesterday, and happy birthday, Mom. Love you always and forever, and I'm thrilled you had a great time with Dad down there last night with some wonderful food for Din Din. So thank you for being the super fan that you are and just the lovely person and mother that you are. I know she got a lot of thoughts on Facebook and social media, other places, so way to go, Mom. Happy B-Day. And now with all that out of the way, let's give you some news notes. You, the TV series You, is set to get one more final season on Netflix. The twisty suspense saga will go forward on season 5 with a shift in showrunners. Sarah Gamble, who also developed the series from the popular novel, or should say books of novels, will step out of that role. Executive producers Michael Foley and Justin Lowe step in. Gamble remain involved as an executive producer as she moves ahead with new series development for Greg Berlanti and Warner Brothers Television. ABC's 2023 Summer Fun and Games lineup will lift off May 8th with a three-week Masters Tournament edition of Jeopardy. 6 top players from recent syndicated Jeopardy seasons will reunite for this competition. Also in play this summer, new episodes of Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey, Press Your Luck with Elizabeth Banks and The Whammy, The $100,000 Pyramid, again hosted by Michael Strahan, Generation Gap with Kelly Ripa, The Chase, and Claim to Fame. Apart from the games lineup, Season 2 of The Wonder Years reboot will debut June 14th with 2 episodes back-to-back. One offshoot of Showtime's popular drama series The L Word is going away, for good, and another may take its place. Generation Q, the spinoff set in Los Angeles, was axed by Showtime after 3 seasons. However, a New York City-centric L Word is near a green light, according to entertainment news organizations. If Showtime moves forward with this project, L Word creator Eileen Chaikin will be involved in some capacity. And Fremantle is launching Fall of the God of Cars, a 6-part scripted miniseries about former Nissan Amarone chief Carlos Ghosn, arrested in Japan several years ago, who then broke out of jail and escaped to Beirut 1 year after the arrest. Former Monk star Tony Shalhoub now co-starring in The Marvelous Ms. Maisel, which begins its fifth and final season on Amazon Prime Video next month, will portray Gozen. Filming is anticipated to begin this summer, with the miniseries expected to hit you in 2024. And that is News Notes for today. Coming up, our classic trivia question of the week. Something I'd like to see and a show to know. First, we'll let you know about what's coming up next week on our program. We will have guests. Yes, we will have guests for sure. And we hope to do it not just once, not just twice, but on 3 days, Monday, Thursday, and Friday, all at this very hour. That's noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And we already have guests set for our next episode on Monday, first of the three next week. Our first guest will be the writer of the upcoming Disney Channel and Disney Plus original movie, Prom Pack, Anthony Lombardo. And we'll have a return visit from Best Ever Channel's co-chief executive officer, Jonathan Lombardo. He was supposed to be with us this week, couldn't do it because he was under the weather. Happy to say he's back and blooming, and he will be with us next Monday to talk about the new Spin Magazine channel that premiered earlier this week on smart TV sets and smart devices. And we still may have someone from Spin Magazine joining Jonathan as well. That's coming away Monday. And then 1 week from today, on the final day of March 2023, we will spotlight not one, but two female entrepreneurs who have really been cooking with new services. One of them, her name is Marcy Hamilton. She's chief executive officer of TriCoast Worldwide, which has not one, but two fairly new services happening on smart TV sets and devices. One, you might say, is a DIY spinoff type network. It's called Made It Myself TV. And they're out to be the new DIY. Now, the DIY, a couple of years ago, turned into the Magnolia Network with Chip and Joanna Gaines. Also, we'll have the founder of a popular website and mobile app attraction called Profile Sports. Her name is Diana Wilson. And a few days ago, Profile Sports became a television service available on smart TV sets and smart devices. It's all about the world of youth and amateur athletic sports. That's Marcy Hamilton from TriCoast Worldwide. And Diana Wilson from ProSportProfileSport.tv, two female entrepreneurs out to make it big in the world of being in the next generation, the new generation of TV entrepreneurs. That's coming your way a week from today, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And we're already cooking on our first episodes from April, so be sure to be with us. We hope to have more details about that as early as next Monday. So be sure to tune in. I think you'll really enjoy our final episodes of March. That's next Monday, Thursday, and Friday, all at the same hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We introduced the question back on Monday, and we're still waiting for someone to email the correct answer. And if you do, there's two prizes in play, both best-selling books, Seven Ways to Become a Famous Doctor by Roland Perez, the host of the popular PBS series America's Health Journal. It's also a 24/7 service on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. And a wonderful book called The Ten Commandments of Comedy from the Emmy Award-winning comedy writer and producer. His work includes The Carol Burnett Show and Three's Company, Gene Perez. Wonderful book. And they both can be yours if you know the answer to this question. What 1964 NBC sitcom featured a theme song by the Beach Boys? And it was the only time they did it. What 1964 NBC sitcom featured a theme song by the Beach Boys? It was the only time that that very iconic group did a theme song for television. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you first get the correct answer, you win both books. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, that's a winner by the end of today. We will post the question tomorrow morning, Saturday, up on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. This is Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Again, the question: what 1964 NBC sitcom featured a theme song by the Beach Boys? And remember, you have to have your entry emailed and include your name and address, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you are a previous trivia winner or a guest on this program, you are not eligible. Let's see if we can end today or end the weekend with our latest classic trivia winner of 2023. It can be you if you play in. And you win. So do so, and all the very best. It's been a couple of weeks since we did our regular feature that we started earlier this year called Something I'd Like to See. It's a bit of a musing about something I would like to see happen in this world of television. And today, the topic for Something I'd Like to See is promote, promote, promote. As I mentioned at the top, we are in a very incredible new era of television, where we are seeing more television channels than we've ever seen in our lifetimes. We are now in an era where interactive services, whether it is video game hubs, teleeducation, telemedicine or telehealth, fitness channels, and soon commerce services and other services are popping up all over the place. And where we're also seeing perhaps other types of services, maybe metaverse services coming down the road. And it's all happening because of increased capacity on smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles going through those smart products. So what is going to separate the services and the features that ultimately become your new favorites in watching and using television or not? Well, I think the key is going to be promoting and promoting and promoting. And not just letting word of mouth take root with people. You have to promote, 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 and promote, and do it every which way possible. Whether it is having people like the entrepreneurs we're going to have on our show next week and who we've featured over the last, oh, goodness, so many over the last 2 or 3 years on this program, or going to other podcasts and other websites, or taking commercial messages on various television services, on broadcast stations, on cable networks, through smart TV sets and smart devices, or doing events here in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, other major cities around the country. Promotion and getting yourself out in the open is going to be critical. And lately, I have seen a number of examples where promotion did not happen, and the result was few people watching, or people not knowing that this attraction was happening unless they turned the dial at random, and oh, there it was. Here's one example for you. Early this year, an organization called Black College Sports Broadcasting Network launched a Saturday afternoon set of college basketball games featuring historically black colleges and universities. The games were on from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific, live from different locations, and were well handled, had good graphics, good play-by-play, good color commentary, even a sideline reporter, and Capital One was one of the national sponsors. The game was carried locally here in New York on WPIX Channel 11. Did Channel 11 do anything to encourage people to watch the games? No. Why? They didn't promote the games. You saw no spots, promotional ads on Channel 11 or on their website or anywhere else. So the only way that you could have known that those games were on the air was to just show up and find them. Turn the dial, Channel 11, there you are, between noon and 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Black College Sports Broadcasting Network will return this fall with a pair of Saturday college football games, again, featuring the likes of a Grambling or Alcorn State or A&M or Alcorn State or other A&M schools, historically black colleges across the country, not just in the South. There'll be one game in the afternoon and one game in prime time. And unless Channel 11 gets its promotional act together and promotes these games, and not just day of, but a few weeks before to let folks know, hey, these games are happening. Take out ads in the local papers. Get on the sports radio shows. Unless that's done, this is going to be an honorable failure. This will be an honorable failure. Honorable because it's great that an independent entity is doing this, and a failure because people don't know it's on. Last fall, a similar situation happened with Channel 55 or Channel 10. That's the second CBS affiliate here in the New York metro area. Because last fall, Byron Allen's Allen Media Group, through HBCU Go, presented a syndicated set every Saturday night during the fall of black college football games. And Channel 55 did not promote them. And once again, unless you tuned in, randomly off the dial, you didn't know it was on. Again, that's a shame. That's a real shame. So I have a question for those broadcast stations I just mentioned and others dealing with whatever project. How do you expect people to tune in to a new program, to a new project, if you don't promote it? If you can take the time, for example, to the, I'm talking to the broadcast stations here, anybody listening, if you can take the time to promote on a big basis your network programs from CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, the CW, ION, etc., or you can promote your local newscasts or weekend sports programs, you can do the same for these shows. You made the commitment to run them. Make the commitment to promote them. And if you're Samsung or LG or Vizio or the others, or Roku, or smart TV set maker, device makers, let me ask you the same question. If you don't promote the original channels and original content you are putting together and serving to your customers, how do you expect them to watch them? Some of you may not have known that for the last, year and a half, Vizio has been running a set of original networks that they put together, including Polaris, the hip-hop channel that we've had their management twice on this program. Incidentally, Polaris is now going to be featured on some of the Allen Media Group bundles like Sports.tv or TheGrio.tv or Local Now. How do you expect people to know if it's not promoted? So the promotion habit can't be with just one party. It's got to be with every party. The people making the network or the service or the show happen, wherever it's being distributed, whether it's to a smart TV set, a smart device, a broadcast station, a cable service, a broadcast network, you have to promote the programming. Promotion is going to be a huge deal from here on in. Show, service, network, whatever is new, it may very well rise and fall on the ability to promote and publicize over and over and over and over and over again, and not just be word of mouth. The opportunity is enormous. The opportunity is there. And again, we are living in incredible times. There has never been a time in television with so much opportunity and so much choice and with the increased capacity and capability of these products to deliver this wide variety of programming and interactivity to you. And goodness knows what else. Don't forget the ability to maybe turn them into smart home hubs not too far down the road. Promotion is going to be critical every step of the way, every outlet possible, not just one. And I will bet you that the organizations that have the widest strategy of promotion and publicity will win out, and they will become your favorite, your new go-to television habits. And frankly, I hope that as many of these newcomers as possible, whether new series, new networks, new interactivity, new directions for television, make it. Because the more services that make it, the better the medium. And I'm very optimistic that can happen. And it has to start with letting you and you and you and especially you out there know what's happening. Not waiting to the last minute, doing it as far in advance as possible to prepare your potential audience for what's in store for them. And that's something I'd like to see. Again, I want to remind you that we'll have three episodes to wrap up March next week here on Tomorrow Be Televised, all at this very hour, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Coming away on Monday, our lead guest will be the writer of the new Disney Channel and Disney Plus original movie, Prom Pack, Anthony Lombardo, and the co-chief executive officer of Best Ever Channels, which early this week started a new service based on the popular Spin magazine. Jonathan Barbato from Best Ever Channel. They've got some other things in the works, too. We'll talk about that as well. We're going to have an episode on Thursday, guests to come. And on Friday, among other things, we'll have a pair of female entrepreneurs who are getting new networks off the ground. From Tri-Coast Worldwide, the chief executive officer behind Made of Myself TV and Dark Matter TV, Marcy Hamilton, and the founder of the new network ProfileSports.tv, based on a popular mobile site and website that is now a TV attraction, the founder, Diana Wilson. And they'll probably wear this back-to-back in the same hour, either first hour or possibly second hour. So be sure to tune us in. That's Monday, Thursday, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Music, right here on the Marvy Televised. And don't forget, I will also be with you probably next Wednesday for Sports News Wire. That's the Sports News Information Show, happening every day at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets and smart key devices. Also, before we do our show, I want to remind you that if you're a March Madness fan, today, the second half of the regional semifinals of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament come your way tonight on CBS and TNT, two games on both services. I believe the CBS programming starts around 6 o'clock, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific. That's in your local CBS station. And then two other games will be happening on TNT. Looking forward to the Princeton game against Creighton. Princeton's got a great chance to get to the Final Four. We'll see if they can do it, start that with Creighton. And the first half of the regional semifinals for the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, I believe, started about a half hour ago on ESPN. There'll be two games there and probably two games on ESPN2. So that's coming your way already. And again, that's on ESPN and ESPN2. And don't forget, you can catch all of the regional semifinal action tonight, radio, on the NCAA Westwood One Radio Network. So check your local listings for the Westwood One radio affiliate in your area, including WFAN here in New York, Sports Radio 66. And remember, you can also catch the games at WestwoodOneSports.com. You can either catch the wraparound national feed, which will have two games in their entirety, and then the other two games, they'll have look-ins or cutaways to those games as they get into big moments. And you can also, and if you want to hear those games in progress from start to finish, go to WestwoodOneSports.com so you need to catch the wraparound national feed as well as the individual feed for both semifinal regions. And that, again, is tonight on the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network and at WestwoodOneSports.com. And now before we leave you for the day and the week, it's time for our regular feature Show to Know, where we highlight a program that we think is worth your while. You might not know about it because it's not well marketed, promoted, or publicized, or it falls on the radar screen of critics and journalists. Back in January, we featured on this program the people behind Hallmark Channel's first original scripted series in 7 years called The Way Home. It has become a huge success. Well, on Sunday night, the second original scripted series that Hallmark is producing in a very long time will premiere. It's called Ride, and it's a show about the members of a rodeo dynasty. It's another family saga, multi-generational. It's all about the McMurrays, and this rodeo dynasty has been around for quite a while. They have a ranch that is in the midst of lots of financial and environmental trouble, and each of the different characters in the series decides to get on a journey that will transform them, will have them self-discover things they may not have thought about. And these are situations that may not only tear themselves apart and their family apart, but the Colorado town that they live in. The series stars Nancy Travis. You know her, of course, as the co-star with Tim Allen of Last Man Standing. She was also in the Emmy-winning series from Netflix, The Kominsky Method, as well as Tierra Scobie, Beau Mitchell, Sarah Garcia, and Jake Foy from Disney Survivor, and Tyler Jacob Moore as well from Barry and Shameless. So that's happening this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Now, if you're a Way Home fan, you'll be able to see the final episode of that series the hour before. So it's the Way Home earlier time, 1 hour earlier. The finale will be of the first season, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Show has been renewed for a second season. Congratulations to everybody involved with that. And the new episode, first episode of Ride, will be 1 hour later, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. We should share that The Way Home is put together by Neshama Entertainment with Mar Vista Entertainment. The executive producers are Heather Kunkel, Alexandra Clark, Fernando Hsu, Hannah Palmer, Larry Grimaldi, Anna Clark, Arnie Sapersky, Marley Reed, Suzanne Berger and others, and that's the Way Home. And I should point out that that's the Way Home people, excuse me. And Ride is a co-production of Blink 49 Studios and 724 Films. It's in partnership with Bell Media and CTV up in Canada. And Rebecca Boss and Chris Massey are the husband and wife team that created the series, along with Sherry Cooper Landsman as showrunner and executive producer. And again, that's a Blink 49 Studios 724 Film. So don't forget, it's The Way Home, season finale of season one, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, and Ride, the new series, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Remember, if there's a show that you would like to see showcased on this program, you feel deserves more attention, we'll give it to you. You got to hear from us. So give us a call. It's a call or email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, social media. And if we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. Guess what? Before we leave you, we have a call. Hello, you're on Tamami Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Rick, good to hear you. What's up with you?
I just sort of had a question for you. I saw something last Friday night on Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert show that I've never seen happen before, and I thought it was potentially embarrassing, and I've read or heard nothing about it since. Both shows had the same exact musical guest. It was a woman from England named Ray, R-A-Y-E. And what was also kind of embarrassing about it was because I guess there was a basketball game on, Stephen Colbert's show was delayed by about 45 minutes, I think. So so this woman performed on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and then like 20 minutes later, she also performed on Stephen Colbert's show. And when Stephen Colbert introduced her, he said this is her American debut, which had actually already happened like a half an hour before on Jimmy Kimmel's show. So, and I'd never seen anything like that happen before, where two shows had the same exact musical guest, and then one was purporting it as her American debut, but it actually already happened on another network. And I don't know, I just thought it was funny, and I'm sure somebody got in trouble for it, but I've seen or heard nothing else about it.
That is surprising. And I think part of the issue, of course, was the fact that the basketball coverage on CBS ran late last week out with the, I think this was the first round of the NCAA tournament, men's tournament. But yeah, I think what you're pointing to, and we have to run because we're about 2 minutes away from going off the air, is that this was a booking issue, you know, and somebody from either show should have checked in with Ray's agent to find out whether she was going to be on other shows, and if so, when. And certainly with the Colbert show, they should have checked to see whether, in fact, that was going to be her first appearance, given the fact she was also booked on Kimmel for the same night.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of embarrassing. I don't know if enough people watched or cared to notice, but I just noticed.
Well, happy you did, Rick. Anyway, we got to get running, so thanks again for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the basketball and other sports this weekend.
Thanks, Simon. You too.
Take care. Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, joining us from New York. What a very interesting coincidence. We got to get running. We'll be back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, speaker to the radio, all of our podcast affiliates and website as well. With every tune in now and then, please make it in the space and make it great. But tomorrow we televise. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a fantastic weekend. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned. And once again, happy after birthday, Mom.